Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Good morning and welcome to Coatesville Connection. This morning we're joined by Karen Patterson, and she's heading up the Little Flowers Girls Group out of the Chester County area. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you very much.
I am so excited to talk to you about Little Flowers. Can you explain to our listeners what this dynamic program is and what it means to young women in the Chester County area?
Absolutely. It is a girls' club, and it's an opportunity for young Catholic girls to get together. It's structured, though, which is nice, because each month or each meeting you discuss a particular saint and a corresponding virtue. But in addition to that, then, they do all sorts of fun activities, crafts, snacks, games, and that sort of thing. So it's a way for the girls to come, have fun, but also be learning a little bit about their faith and a little bit about some wonderful feminine saints, some heroes that they can take example from.
Now, you're based at St. Peter's Church in West Brandywine, right next to JP2 Regional Catholic School, where so many kids from Coatesville are in attendance. Talk a little bit about that area and a little bit about how people can get involved in this group if they're interested.
Absolutely. We are open to our Little Flowers group is any girl from roughly 5 years old up through, 9 or 10. They can certainly, in our the St. Peter Parish Bulletin, there are some contact information for one of our co-leaders that they can email her and she can put them in touch. But I will say, typically, we meet on the third Saturday of the month around 3 p.m. in the St. Peter, the meeting rooms that they have there. That's usually our typical meeting time. But we would love to have anybody that's interested come and take a look. Even it's very low-key, so you can just come and try meeting out if you'd like. It's not very rigid as far as signing up, membership, commitment. We just invite you to come and check it out, and then we're pretty sure you'll want to stay.
Talk a little bit. We say Little Flower. This obviously has a connotation to Saint Therese of Lisieux. So talk a little bit about her and the reason why it's named after her.
I believe the women that began the group were sort of looking for a patron, looking for someone that their girls could look up to, and I believe just naturally they thought of St. Therese. They also had come across a book, I apologize, I can't recall the author at this moment, but it's a garden of virtues for young women, and that kind of the garden and the flower idea kind of made it all kind of come together very nicely with using St. Therese as a patroness. It's also, little flowers, it's showing, little things make a difference, because I think also at this age, girls typically aren't sure what they can do to make a big difference. They feel as if maybe, they're kind of just stuck and not a whole lot. They can't do real big things. But it's a wonderful example that we should try to teach them. Even everybody can do something, and especially, following the example of St. Therese, just doing little things makes a large difference.
Indeed. Talk a little bit about how important it is to learn the virtues, and can you just go through a typical lesson and a typical virtue? I'm sure you must have one that comes ready to mind, because I know that you facilitate these.
Sure. One of my personal favorites, one that I need to work on but much, is that humility is one of the lessons that we go over in one of the years. Typically, we'll obviously always begin with a prayer. And then for that particular saint, it was St. Catherine Laboureil, was our patron saint for the month, to show an example of humility. So we learn a little bit about her life, about, what she did, why she's important to our church. And then we go into a discussion of humility and a basic definition, but then try to come up with some sort of an exercise. And for that particular meeting, we did a little game comparing two girls, but something about how that virtue actually applies to a young girl living in Chester County in 2017. So, what does it mean to be humble when somebody, for example, congratulates you on a job well done? You thank them very graciously. but if someone else does much better than you, you have no problem. You can congratulate them as well. So it's trying to relate kind of practical everyday things that they're going to come up against and how these virtues, kind of learning them, can help them kind of navigate the world. And we always talk about how, you know, a virtue is a good habit. So we talk about how we learn these and we practice these because it needs to become a habit. It's not something that necessarily is always going to come naturally. So we try to kind of make that point too, that it's, you know, it's okay that all of a sudden you're not naturally inclined to do all these wonderful things and these examples of these wonderful saints that we learn about. It's, you know, it's something that we cultivate, and that's why we come together as a group. And it's more effective and a whole lot more fun when you do it in a group of your peers.
And talk about this as it relates to, I don't know if it's, you still have badges, but it's not the Girl Scouts, but it has a similar activity in that I think you try to earn these, you know, learn these virtues and earn the badge, but it's so different in terms of, as you say, it invokes the Catholic teachings, the catechism, and the saints.
Exactly. It's organized into 4 years. They call them wreaths. And so then each virtue, you can receive a badge. It looks sort of like a petal. And then when you put them all together, each year, each wreath looks like a flower. Because in addition to each virtue and saint each month, there's a flower associated with it. It's easier rather than harder to figure out why, but it's kind of this beautiful flower-formed patch that you can earn. And in addition, just recently they've started patron saint badges, which is kind of, it's fun too, because that's sort of extra. That's outside of the saint and virtue regular program. But for example, some of my girls and I, we did the baking badge, and the patroness was St. Elizabeth Hungry, so we learned about her, and then we did some baking activities and things as well. So then they can earn a separate patch, which kind of seems a little, you know, more like a traditional scouting type program. So it's nice because there's a little bit of both that you can kind of, you know, customize it to what your particular group is interested in.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't realize that. So there's various activities that you can earn a badge for too as well, not only just the virtue badge. And so that's tied and affiliated with the saint. So you're saying baking had a certain saint attached to it, and that's beyond and above what your little flower wreath would be. So I know there's a lot of moms that are concerned about the scouting programs and some of the activities that are inclusive in the Girl Scout programs, and there is some controversy around it. So this is a great alternative to those programs in terms of you're getting an authentic Catholic girls program.
That's exactly right. And what's especially nice about this program is it's quite flexible. It's all spelled out, and there's all sorts of details for the different activities. However, they do leave it very flexible, so you can apply it to maybe your particular group's interests and likes and schedules and all that sort of thing. And they've even started some overnight camping trips in the summer, a couple locations in the country. They'll have even like the overnight camping. So really, it's, you can customize it as much or as you like, and the faith component, the traditional scouting components, the outdoors components, it's really, really wonderful.
Now, when I was doing Little Flowers with my daughters, the moms did stay for the meetings. Is that the case in this group?
It usually is. I mean, not 100%, and people, you know, sometimes have to come and go, but yes, typically the mothers will be present, and I have to tell you, I learned just as much, if not more, than my daughter at these meetings, to be honest, because it's actually a wonderful learning experience for the moms. And, you know, a lot of us will remark after most meetings, you know, I didn't know that about that saint, or that's, oh my goodness, that virtue is, I never thought about it that way. And it's great because it's created fellowship among the moms. With our group even, you know, last year we had even branched off, and then we started kind of our own book club out of, you know, different moms in our group. So it's just a great way to build, you know, fellowship with just these wonderful Catholic women. And, you know, you kind of see you're not alone in what you're, you know, trying to do in cultivating your own faith and the faith of your daughter.
Yeah, I was just going to make that point. It does, you form lasting friendships. The girls do, and the mothers do as well. And I think that's so important in terms of community in the Catholic Church. I think the Protestant faith, there is always a lot of these women's, you know, Proverbs 31 women's groups. But this is really a great way, not only just to have a woman's group, but to have your family involved. And there's something about a mother and daughter learning the virtues together that will stay with them, I think, for their life. Did you notice that? And talk a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. It's nice because at least with my daughter and I, it's sort of fun. You can kind of, you almost make it like a game. You kind of will point out different things during the week. Here's an opportunity for you to be generous. Or, that was where you could have been humble or that sort of thing. But it's very non-threatening. You're learning together. So, the daughter doesn't feel intimidated as if she's, being schooled by a harsh mother and trying to do that. The mother, is comfortable because it's fun watching your daughter grow, and then so gratifying when, she makes that connection with a virtue or does something that does it, and it's just, it makes it a fun bonding activity rather than something you feel pressure that you need to get across and kind of drill into your children.
Right.
So and I
think
it's a nice way to come about it.
Yeah, I think it's a natural way too, because the catechism always says the parent is the first teacher of the faith. And sometimes we feel intimidated by that, and we feel like it's just sort of the model in America to have teachers teach things, But this really allows the moms, I don't know how you set it up, but allows them, if they're teaching a virtue, to learn that virtue. It allows the child to see the mom learning with them. And it's also just, I think there's a very big blessing in having a family-oriented way of learning in a social setting. And I do think Little Flowers is very social as well. It's not just, here are the virtues. It's not like a typical classroom. There is such a dynamic aspect to this with regards to the socialization. I know that we often took field trips, and I'm sure you guys may do the same thing in terms of going to shrines or just even traveling together as a group for a picnic lunch. There's so much to the Little Flowers program. Have you experienced that too in terms of the social?
Absolutely. It's at the meetings themselves, they are. It is not like a traditional classroom type atmosphere. The girls are having fun. We even, put on the music. They have their dance parties. They love it. It's just, there's big hugs when they see each other, big hugs when they're leaving. Where they just feel very comfortable with each other. They, no judgments, nothing like that. Everybody's just, they know everyone's there just to enjoy each other's company, learn about the faith, and such like that. And actually, field trips is on our list for this year, because it is, again, get them out, do things. Our Catholic faith is so rich, and there's so many things, especially in this area that we're blessed with, that you can do. And it's so fun to show that to the kids, to show them what a gift we have in our faith, that there's all these opportunities available to us, all these things we can do.
We're speaking with Karen Patterson. She's talking about the Little Flowers girls groups. Now, it's not an alternative to the Girl Scouts, but it is a Catholic sort of badge-earning program that teaches young women the virtues and the Catholic saints. And as we were mentioning, there's a really social dynamic portion to the program that allows moms to bond, like-minded kids to bond, so that they know that they're just, it's not mom just telling them these virtues and they're off in some sort of a crazy alone kind of place. Karen, talk a little bit about the wreaths. If we can just go back and talk about the structure of wreath the first year and the second and third.
Sure. So it starts off wreath 1 through 4, and wreaths 1 through 3, I'd say, are more saints that maybe are more common that you've heard of. And then wreath 4 is actually, at least for me, saints that are a little lesser known. So wreath 1, 1, 2, and 3, they go through each saint and with their corresponding virtue. And then the little member manual has a list of possible activities you can do. And I also, I should mention that also with each saint and virtue, there is a flower, as I mentioned. There's a color, which is fun for decorating the room and the class and doing fun things like that. And then there's also a Bible verse that the girls can see and, hopefully commit to memory that relates to that particular virtue. So there are 9, so basically kind of corresponding, you think, like a typical school year, 9 saints and virtues, 9 pages of activities. And that's, 1, 2, 3, and 4. With the addition of year 4, it's interesting, they pick saints from different geographic areas, and so you can kind of learn a little bit about the country that they're from, too. So we've had Australia, we've had Italy, we've had Chile, that sort of thing, and the United States, and they kind of incorporate that almost your journey around the world to bring home to the girls that these women are from all walks of life, all times in history, all areas of the world, and so it is so universal. And that's how you kind of go through. It was then about 4 years then going through the reads. Now my daughter, we jumped in kind of in the middle, so she did them slightly out of order, but which is not a problem at all.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it doesn't matter where you jump. It doesn't matter where you jump in on this. I mean, you don't have to have the structure of having gone through the first read to go to the fifth read or fourth read. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so now I know that following the Little Flowers program, there was another program after that for sort of junior high girls. Is that still in place, and do you know anything about that?
It is. It's a Little Women Hospitality Group, they call it, and there is one, like some of the girls that my daughter was with, the Little Flowers, have since graduated on, and they also, at St. Peter's, also has a group of Little Women Hospitality Group, and it's really nice that that program is basically focused on learning to be a hospitable Catholic woman. So they're learning all different types of skills, cleaning, cooking, sewing, greeting people, that sort of thing. And it's, you know, the program, it has different literature suggested with it. You can see it's based on, you know, The Little Women by Louise May Alcott is kind of where the name came from. But there's, you know, literature suggestions in there. There's movie suggestions in there. So it's kind of, you know, taking what they built on in Little Flowers, learning their virtues, learning about their saints, and then kind of taking the next step as they're stepping out and taking more of a role as a young Catholic woman and preparing for what their future will look like as a young Catholic woman and all different things they can do to kind of further the kingdom. It's that's sort of what it is. So it's kind of, they're a little more responsible, a little more, you know, mature. And then that's how that goes. Now that I believe right now that's a 2-year program at the moment.
And that speaks to the feminine genius. I mean, there's so much in the culture today that says there's no difference in gender, but the feminine genius really is this woman who invites, who makes people, guests, feel comfortable, appreciates beauty and presents beauty in her surroundings. That really speaks to the feminine genius, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And what's nice about the hospitality, the Little Women program is it does it in a fun way. And again, doing it with your peers. And you say, you know what? Yes, this is great. This is a fun thing to do. And this is something we've been gifted and created, and we can do this. And it's just, you know, it's not, I know at first glance people may feel that it is, you know, backwards or old fashioned, but really, it's actually quite freeing because it's giving the girls this confidence that you know how to do all these wonderful skills, how to make people feel comfortable, how to be a good hostess, how to do all that, and you have that confidence, and then you just shine with that, and people are going to be attracted to that, and it's just really nice. It's a really ingenious way to do that in a fun way.
It would seem odd that we have to talk about the fact that there is an other port, like we have to be aware of other and to be serving others. Now, service is universal, both genders, but there is a distinctly feminine genius way of serving, and I think this really speaks to that. So that's a wonderful way. That's sort of the junior high and up, but we've been speaking about the Little Flowers and then the Little Women Hospitality group as well. Karen, tell us again the ages for Little Flowers and then the ages for the other group. And again, give us some information about how, if people are interested, maybe they don't live in the area, they want to form their own group, or they're in the Chester County, Coatesville area, and they want to join your group.
Absolutely. Little Flowers is around, they say typically age 5 and up, so it depends on, you know, how you want to structure yours. I think our youngest number is around 5, I believe.
And there are exceptions. I know when I had was in the group, there was exceptions for siblings. So if you have like somebody who's 4 and a half, or you just are a mom and you've got a small toddler, I know we were really flexible. You know, you don't want to leave the one child at home, and so we were really, really good with that.
Absolutely. It is definitely very family oriented. So yeah, everybody is welcome to come. Exactly. And we even have some of the little brothers running out. So there are our honorary Little Flowers. So there is a
Young Knights, right? Yeah, I was going to say, it's the young, it's the knight. Yeah, I think that program is called the Knights, isn't it?
It is, the Blue Knights, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly right. And actually, all these programs,
mother.com,
I believe, is the web address. I believe that you could find that at. And so when you go on there, there's all the information about if you're interested in starting a club, how to get started, all the materials you might need. There's lots of, you know, I believe they have links to different blogs, because there's been lots of people over the, you know, around the country that write about their experiences and their ideas. And I have to admit, it's a treasure box for me when I'm getting ready to teach a lesson to kind of do a little internet search and see what some of the other groups have done around the country. There's, you know, there's some really wonderful ideas out there. So it's definitely very low stress. It's very flexible. It's not, you know, not very difficult to kind of get up and running. There's the whole complement of the sashes and the badges, t-shirts and that sort of thing. But again, it's completely up to each individual group, whether they wish to go all out with that or whether to keep it very simple, which is great. So that's if you're out there. And again, if you're in our Cookeville, Chester County area, and if you St. Peter Parish, I believe the bulletins are online, and there's contact information about there how you can get in touch. Our next meeting is on the 22nd of April at 3 o'clock. So if anybody wishes to join, they're more than welcome. And so that's kind of how you get involved. And even if somebody is not in the area but wants to ask some questions, please get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to pass on our experience to you, too. Even if you're not looking to join our particular group, you want to start your own, we'll be happy to help you.
The question everybody asks before they join anything is like, what involvement does it have, and how is it going to be structured? So say somebody walks in the door on that Saturday afternoon, what's the structure they can expect?
Usually it begins, in our meetings we typically run about hour 45 minutes, sometimes push to 2 hours if we get real busy. But we, you know, walk in, usually there's kind of like a coloring sheet or something like that, just for as people come in, the girls can kind of just sit and relax and kind of color, chat, that sort of thing. Then we begin, once everybody is present, we begin our meeting, we have our prayer. We usually try to do like, you know, a little bit of a lesson time with hopefully some kind of a fun game or activity. We'll take breaks and kind of get up and get moving and play games. We will then, there's always a snack time. And then we also do a craft that kind of incorporates whatever, either the saint or the virtue, or even the flower or the color, something that's relevant. What's nice, but what we need at St. Peter's is sometimes we'll even go make a visit to the chapel and then come back. And it's all, you know, and then after that, once we're all done, we kind of clean up. And then if there's time at the end, that's when the girls can kind of, you know, have a little dance party or something, they'll play Simon Says, or they'll just have kind of just time for games and fun. So it's kind of, each segment is not too long to kind of keep everybody interested and engaged. So we kind of just do little kind of, you know, 10 to 15 minute segments to kind of keep them moving.
That sounds great. And are there dues or fees associated with it?
There are not. For our group, there are not. Again, it's up to the individual families if they wish to purchase the manuals and the, you know, the badges and the sashes and that sort of thing. Our group, we don't require that. So really, all it is we do ask each family, everyone kind of takes turns either supplying the snack or the craft or teaching. So as far as supplying materials for the meetings, but there's no fee, at least the way our group runs. I'm sure other groups, you know, have different structures, but the way ours runs is that there's no flat fee or anything like that.
You
show up and contribute as you can.
Is any mother required to teach if they don't feel comfortable?
Absolutely not, no. Mm-mm. Everyone just kind of does where they feel their talents and gifts are, that they're more than, you know, that's where they can contribute. And it always seems to work out that there's a group of, you know, like for me, there's certainly, I'm not a very crafty person, so I do more of the teaching aspect and less of the crafty portion, because that's not my talent. But there's moms that is their talent, and they do a fantastic job. So yeah, everyone just kind of shares around, and there's absolutely no pressure at all.
Okay, well, we have been speaking with Karen Patterson, and I believe you mentioned April 22nd, so that's this Saturday coming up, correct? Okay, so that's coming up this weekend at St. Peter Parish in West Brandywine, and if you're not familiar, that's right next to St. John Paul II Regional Catholic Elementary School, and they will be meeting at 3 p.m. We've been speaking with Karen Patterson, and the group is called Little Flowers, and we thank you so much, Karen, for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.